You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Following are University of Michigan President Mary Sue Coleman's remarks to graduates at the December 18, 2005 Winter Commencement Ceremony in Chrysler Arena.
Good afternoon. Congratulations to all the students who will leave here today as alumni of the University of Michigan. For our graduates, this is one of the most notable moments in their lives, and I know those lives will be rich in extraordinary events. But it is just as special a day for your families who prepared you for a Michigan, who supported you, and who encouraged you. So take one more moment, please, graduates, to congratulate and thank your parents and families for all that they've done for you. Earlier this year, at the start of what would be your final semester of classes, I received an email from a student who was just embarking on a University of Michigan career. He told me he had felt totally indifferent about being admitted to the University of Michigan because he saw college as one more station in life. And then he arrived on campus for welcome week, and something very unexpected occurred to him as he walked along South University, then Forest, then Church Street. He was lost. For the very first time in a long time, he was lost. And he said it was wonderful and thrilling. He felt no fear, no panic, only enthusiasm and anticipation. In fact, in that one moment of wondering just where he was, he realized he was ready to tear it up as a U of M student. Today, as you prepare to leave this great university for a new job, a graduate program, an extended vacation, or a few months in your parents' guest room, I hope you carry with you the eagerness and fascination that comes with the unforeseen. Leading a life that is uncalculated delivers priceless rewards. It means discovering the new and the unexpected, and nothing will make your life more interesting as you settle into a career, a family, and a community. When he was an old man, the great American pioneer Daniel Boone sat for an official portrait, and the painter inquired whether he had ever lost his way. The frontiersman thought for a moment and replied, "No, I can't say I was ever lost, but I was bewildered once for 3 days." I suspect that in the past few years at the university, you've experienced moments of bewilderment. We've never coddled you, and that was intentional, because part of the growing process involves finding your way on your own terms. And you've been challenged at your time at Michigan. It may have been something as simple as learning to navigate the stacks of the graduate library, as stimulating as a classroom debate, as daunting as defending your dissertation, or sobering as discovering your faults. It may have been as thought-provoking as seeing our country go to war, or as difficult as watching others suffer through horrific acts of nature that swept away communities. After Arthur Miller established himself as one of our greatest playwrights, he looked back on the university and what it had done for him. It was, he said, a place that respected one's confusion, which it countered with no doctrine, but freedom to search and the instruments for it. If we've done our job as faculty and mentors, we've given you the tools to think critically, to act creatively, and to lead boldly. You say goodbye to Ann Arbor, ready to take on the world and everything it will throw at you. Because as much as you plan and prepare and sketch a map of your future, you do not know what awaits you or what directions your life will take. That's the promise of graduation. A few years back, a Michigan student graduated and awaited his first job offer, only to find his prospective employers were saying this about him: poor build, very skinny and narrow, lacks mobility and ability to avoid the rush, lacks a really strong arm. Tom Brady now has 3 Super Bowl rings, 2 trophies as most valuable player, and more magazine covers than any one person should have.